With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Long, hot summer, and it's not getting any cooler anytime soon. Forecasters say a long-running heat wave that has already shattered much of the nation will persist through the week. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson.
We have a heat dome that is centered over California today, and it will just persist for most of this week. We're expecting it to merely drift east over the Great Basin through the middle part of the week, and we've got dozens of daily high record temperatures expected to continue across the West Coast states and expand over the Intermountain West over the next several days.
Authorities say two people have been killed, 19 others wounded in an early morning shooting in Detroit. The shooting comes amid a violent holiday weekend nationwide. Also at SRNNews.com, reports suggesting now a phased-in ceasefire deal in Gaza could be near.
A Hamas official and an Egyptian official say Hamas has given initial approval for a U.S.-backed proposal for a phased ceasefire deal in Gaza, dropping a key demand that Israel gives an upfront commitment for a complete end to the war. But all sides warn a deal's still not guaranteed. The officials say Hamas wants written guarantees from mediators that Israel will continue to negotiate a permanent ceasefire deal once the first phase goes into effect. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Well, the new British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, is heading for the four corners of the UK, part of a mission, he calls it, an immediate reset with governments in Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales. His trip is seen as an effort to turn disagreement into cooperation. This is SRN News. Well, the Vice President of the United States is being fact-checked on abortion.
In a statement on X, Kamala Harris says if Donald Trump is elected president in November, he will, quote, ban abortion nationwide. But that's not true, and even pundits on the left are pointing this out. In fact, former President Trump has angered some pro-life advocates for refusing to endorse any federal limits on abortion, arguing that the issue is best handled by the states. Critics say the Vice President's accusation smacks of desperation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Kansas judge blocking a federal rule expanding Title IX to include transgenderism from being enforced in four states and a patchwork of places elsewhere. U.S. District Judge John Broome's decision is the third against the rule from a federal judge in recent weeks. It applies to Alaska, Kansas, Utah, and Wyoming. This is SRN News. The Interior Department approving the proposed Atlantic Shores offshore wind farm in New Jersey.
The approval gives a major boost to a project that would be New Jersey's first. The project still requires an additional federal approval of its construction and operations plan and two state-level permits before construction can begin. Atlantic Shores would be built between Atlantic City and Long Beach Island with 195 wind turbines.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Sophisticated overseas criminals stealing vast amounts of money from Americans every year. A crime wave projected to just get worse as technology makes it easier to perpetrate fraud. The AARP Fraud Watch Network says that internet and telephone scams have grown dramatically in the last few years, and very few scammers are ever caught. More details at SRNNews.com.